Masechet Shabbat in memory of Marcel and Jack Shasho. Ruach Adonai Tanichim Began Eden. Amen.
Daf Kuf Lamed Aleph. Today's daf has been sponsored by Katz Judaica on Kings Highway and East 7th in Brooklyn, the former Sisu. We ask all our listeners to please patronize all our sponsors, the School of Mitzvot. Today's daf is being studied Le'inu Nishmat Hakam Baruch Rafael Ben Miriam and Avraham Ben Esther. Ruach Hashem Tanichem Began Eden. Amen. We begin today's daf on Daf Kuf Lamed Amud Bet. And we are going to start little way up the daf, about 13 lines from the bottom, and we start from the word itmar. Let's just review where we got until this point. We left off on last daf with a question that Rabbi Zerah asked Rav Aseh. The question was, if you have a mavui. A mavui, we explained, is an alley. Now normally, to carry in a mavui, you need what's called shetufe mevuot, meaning all the courtyards surrounding this alley need to combine together in order to make the alleyway a common area, and therefore everybody is able to carry. The question was, what about a case where you did not make a shituf, this procedure to join the mavui, and there was something in the mavui, me'ereb Shabbat. For example, in our case, the knife for the Brit Milah. So Rav Zerah asked, is it permissible to carry something that was in the mavui from before Shabbat on Shabbat? Meaning from one end to the mavui to the other end. At the end, the Gemara concluded that Rav Aseh indeed said it is permissible. Now we're going to see another version of this same question and a different answer. The Gemara says, Amar Rabbi Zerah, Amar Rav. Rabbi Zerah said in the name of Rav, Mavui Shelo Nishtatefu Bo. You have a mavui that they did not make the shituf, which means the haserot did not join together in order to make the mavui one domain, a common area. So the Gemara says, En metaltelin bo ela bedalet amot. One is only allowed to carry up to 4 amot in the mavui. Amar Abaye, Ha milta amra Rabbi Zerah. This halakha was said over by the Bizera velo persha, and it was not explained ad ata Rabba bar Abu till Rabba bar Abu came upersha, and he explained it for us. The Amar Rav Nachman, Amar Rabba bar Abu, Amar Rav mavui shelo nishtatefu bo, a mavui that the shituf was not made from before Shabbat, so it depends. Irbu haserot imbatim. If the haserot that are surrounding this mavui made what's called iruve haserot, with the houses that are in the haser, meaning there's another procedure that must be made as well in order to allow carrying from the houses to the courtyard. That procedure is called Irube Haserot, meaning the courtyard in front of the homes is surrounded by 4 walls. From the Torah, it is a Reshut Yachid. From the Torah, you're allowed to carry in this Haser. Hachamim, however, said, since it's shared by many dwellers in the Haser, because there are many homes that open up to it, so it looks a little like a public area, so they demanded to make what's called Irube Haserot. All the homes of each Haser combined, let's say, with a piece of bread, and that unifies them as if they're all considered one dweller in the Hatser. So now Rabbah explains. A mavui, that's in front of the Hatser, that they did not make a shituf before Shabbat. It depends. Irbu haserot im batim. If there was an Irub haserot in the courtyards with the houses, in mitaltelin bo ela bedal amot. That's going to affect the mavui. You can only carry 4 amot in the mavui. Lo irbu haserot im batim. If they did not make an Irub haserot with the houses, mutar litaltel bekulo. Then you can carry in the entire mavui. Of course, this sounds strange. First of all, what does the Eruv Hatzerot affect my mavui? But clearly Rava is telling you that it affects it. If you have the Eruv Hatzerot set up, you can't carry in the mavui. If you don't have an Eruv Hatzerot set up, you can carry in the mavui. So the Gemara obviously is going to have to explain that for us. The Gemara says, Amar le Rav Hanina Hoza'a l'Rabba. Maishena ki irbu haserot im batim. What's the reason? When you tell me when you made the proper eruv haserot with the homes, dinitku haserot v'naasu batim. By making a proper eruv haserot, it's considered as if that courtyard is not a courtyard anymore. That courtyard has the status of a home. And therefore that area is considered one big home. Which means halachically, once the homes of the Hatser combine together to make Irubei Hatserot, the Hatser is not considered a Hatser anymore. Rava says it's considered a bayit. It's all one big residence. So what? V'rav letame, and Rav holds the Amar Rav in Hamavui Nitar Belechi Vekora Ad Sheyu Batim V'Haserot Petuchim Letocho. Here's the key. Rav has an opinion in Masechet Erubin. It's a very important opinion. He says that normally a Mavui, the alleyway, besides the shituf that's made with the courtyards around it, of course it needs a lehi or a korah at its open side. Of course, one of the sides of the mavui is open to the reshut rabim. So you need to put either a straight beam on one of the sides, the beam has to be at least 10 tefachim high, or you put a cross beam across the entrance. Now, Rav's opinion is that a lehi and a korah only help to fix a mavui if the mavui has around it at least 2 courtyards and 2 homes in each of those courtyards. New rule, to make a mavui, it's got to have at least 2 courtyards and it has to have 2 homes in the courtyards. Now let's analyze. If you're telling me that you made Eruv Hatzerot, and you're telling me when you make Eruv Hatzerot, the courtyard is not a courtyard anymore, it's considered one big house. So therefore, the mavui you can't carry in because it's not considered fixable. Rav says you can only fix a mavui when it has those conditions. 2 Hatzerot with 2 homes. Here, you have the homes, but because they made Irubei Haserot, you don't have the Haserot. And therefore, clearly in that case, even if you put your lech and your korah, you're not going to be able to carry in that mavui. And the Gemara says, Ve'acha batim ika. Homes, you have. Haserot leka. But the Haser you don't have, because they made Irubei Haserot. So the Gemara says, even in a case where you didn't make Irubei Hatzerot, keman destime damu. Now, when you don't make eruv hatzero, you cannot carry from the home to the hatzir, and certainly not from the homes to the mavui. You can't even get into the hatzir. So therefore, the Gemara wants to say a logic the other way. When you don't make eruv hatzerot, let us consider it as if the homes don't exist, and all exists is a hatzer in front of a mavui. And if that's the case, you wouldn't be allowed to carry in such a mavui either, because you don't have batim v'hatzerot. Again, v'hatzerot ika u'batim leka. Which means like this. Originally, Rava came along to say, it depends when you can carry in the mavui. If there was an eruv hatzerot made, you can't carry in the mavui. If there wasn't an eruv hatzerot made, you can carry. The Gemara challenges that. And the Gemara says, for the same reason that you can't carry in the mavui when you did make an eruv hatzerot, it's because, why? Because it's not considered as if you have a hatzer. It's considered you just have a bayit. So for the same reason, when you didn't make eruv hatzerot, so it's considered as if you don't have a bayit. All you have is a hatzer. Now she's lashon is on the second line. I'll read it together. Keman destimedame. Deha legabe mavui. The house. In regard to the mavui, keman destimehave. It's as if it's blocked. Deha chaserot mafsikot bentayim. Because you have the chaser in between. She'en habatim mutziim lahem. Because you can't get from the house to the mavui, because you have the chatzer in between. So consider the homes not there. And therefore, according to Rav, if you're telling me that Rav holds, that the only way you can carry in a mavui is if what? If you have batim and chaserot, in either of these cases you shouldn't be allowed to carry in the mavui, because either you don't have batim or you don't have chaserot. So the Gemara says, "Efshar demebatle le reshuta dechul lehu legabe had," which means we can have a case. Let's say they did not make eruv hatzerot. So technically, the dwellers, the residents, cannot carry in the hatzer. But let's say on Shabbat, one of the residents in this Hatzer said, I renounce my rights to the Hatzer. By renouncing his rights, now this Hatzer only becomes the area of the other dweller. And therefore, he can carry. So there is a case where if you don't make an Eruv, still the residents, at least one of them, can carry in that area, when the other resident renounces his rights to the Hatzir. Oh, if that's the case, we understand. In a case where you didn't make the Eruv Hatziro, you have a house, you have a Hatzir, you have your Mavui, you have your Lechi. Even though you didn't make Shetufei Mivu'ot, Rav will tell you, you can carry in that Mavui items that were there from before Shabbat. Again, it has all the qualifications. It's got the mavui. It's got the lechay or the korah. You didn't make a shituf mevuot, but you have your bayit and you have your hatzer. Aye, but you didn't make eruv hatzerot. Good. One of the residents will renounce his rights, and therefore the other one can carry from his house to the hatzer. So the house is a house, the hatzer is the hatzer, and in that case, you can carry in the mavui. Gemara says, wait. Sof sof bayit ika batim leka. But bottom line, you only have one house. And we said for a mavui to be considered a mavui where you can carry, you need two homes at least. And here you only have one home. So Gemara says, well, if shar, it's possible, the misafra ve'ad palga de yoma. It's possible that you can make a condition like this. From the morning until midday, one of the residents will renounce his rights to the other dweller. Mipalga diyuma ulpanya, and from midday to the end of Shabbat, the other dweller will renounce his rights to him. Begabehad. So therefore, technically you have two homes. You're right, not at the same time, but each home can renounce its rights for part of the day. Gemara says that's not going to help. Sof sof, be'idna de'ite lehai, leta lehai. Bottom line, when this house is viable, the other one is not. And when the other one is, the other one is not. You don't have two homes simultaneously. So we're back to the question. So the Gemara says, Ela amar Rav Ashe. Rav Ashe comes along and says, we reject the entire premise that we said above. For Mavui to be kasher, all you need is physical hatzerot and physical homes. We don't care if you made an eruv or if you didn't make an eruv. It doesn't matter. So long as physically you have the structure of the chatzer, two of them in front of the mavui, and two homes, we don't care again if eruv chatzerot was made or not. Bottom line, Rav will say the mavui can be koshered with a lehi or a korah. Well, so we go back to our question then. Rabbi Zera, you told us the name of Rav, that what? You can carry in the mavui up to 4 amot. And Rabba came along and explained it to us. It depends. Did they make eruv, hatzerot, or not? What does this mean? So now Rav Ashe comes along and says, this is what he meant. Ela amar Rav Ashe, mi garam na hatzerot shi'asru. What causes the hatzerot to become forbidden? Batim, the homes. Vedeka, and they're not there. What does this mean? We read Rashi. Mi garam hatzerot yasru. Meaning, what causes the hatzerot, the courtyards, to be forbidden to the mavui? Why can't you carry from a hatzer to a mavui normally? So Rashi says, Mi garam na hatzerot shi'asru ala mavui datzricho shituf leotzi min hatzerot letocho batim. It's the homes. Why? Hu de garmu lo. De'ilav mishum batim, because it wasn't for the homes, havi le'u hatzerot u mavui reshut ehad. Now we learned on yesterday's daf an opinion of Rabbi Shimon. Rabbi Shimon held that hatzerot, karfifiyot, those are enclosed areas, gagot, roofs, for that matter, mivuot, alleys, all of them are considered one domain for Shabbat. Meaning, technically you should be allowed to go from the hatzer to a mavoy, to mavoy, to the gag, to the gag, to the karpef, back to the hatzer, all those areas, so long as they're connected, it'd be permissible, according to the Bishimon, to travel from one area to another. Ah, so Rav comes along and says, yes, I agree with Rabbi Shimon, but there's conditions. What are the conditions? The conditions are as follows. If a person did not make Eruv Haserot, if he did not make the proper Eruv, so therefore, a person cannot carry from the home into the Hatzer. Very good. So these homes over here are not a concern for us. Therefore, if items were in the Hatzer before Shabbat, you can go from the Hatzer to the Mavui and back, because the Bishimon will say it's one domain. And we're not concerned that he might come to carry from the home to the Hatzer or from the home to the Mavui, because since there's no Eruv, there's no reason that any goods from the home should be in the Hatzer. And therefore, if anything was in the Hatzer, it probably was there from before Shabbat. And therefore, there is no problem to carry from Hatzer to Mavui. However, if you made a Eruv Hatzerot, what's the concern? Now you're allowed to carry from the home to the Hatzer. So the concern is going to be, if we let you go from Hatzer to Mavui, maybe you'll come to carry something that was in the house to the Mavui. Even Rabbi Shimon says that while the Hatzer and the Mavui are one domain, the house to the Mavui is not one domain. So let's review what was being said over here. What's being said over here is a deen as follows. When you have the Hatzer, and you have an item that was in the Hatzer from before Shabbat, Rabbi Shimon says you can move that item to different domains. Hatzer, Mavui, Karpef, Gag. Now, in a case where you did not make Eruv Hatzerot, there is no worry that that item in the Hatzer came from the house. Because anyway, you can't carry from the house to the Hatzer when there's no Eruv Hatzerot. And therefore, no problem. He doesn't have to make a Gezerah. He'll say, no Eruv, you can carry from here into the Mavui as much as you want into the Mavui. However, if you made an Eruv Hatzerot, now we have a concern. Because it's possible that the item that was in the Hatzer emanated from the house. When you don't have Shitufei Mevuot, you cannot carry that item from the house into the Mavui, even according to Rabbi Shimon. And therefore, in a case where you have Eruv Hatzerot, you cannot carry items in this Mavui. And that's what Rava was coming along to explain. So it comes out, we have a big machloket on our original question. Our original question was, if you have a Mavui without a Shituf, can you carry? Yesterday's daf, we learned the Bizera said mutar. Here we're saying, it depends. It depends on what? If there was an Eruv Hatzerot or not, in the opinion of Rabbi Shimon. Meaning, according to Rabbi Shimon, there is no problem to carry in a Mavui, from a Mavui to a Hatzer, etc. The only issue is, what are we concerned? You can't carry from a house to a Hatzer, or a house to a Mavui. If there was an Eruv Hatzerot, the concern is, there might be something in the Hatzer from the house, and you might take that item into the Mavui. There you need Shitufei Mevuot for that item. Therefore, he forbids. However, when you don't have Eruv Hatzerot, so we're not concerned about things emanating from the home, you can't take it out. So the items that are in the Hatzer came from where? The Hatzer from before Shabbat. Hatzer, Mavui, and all these areas are considered one domain according to Rabbi Shimon. Let's read that Rashi inside, gentlemen. Mi garam la hatzerot shi asru ala mavui la hatzricho shituf leotzim la hatzerot letocho batim. Hu de garmido. It's the homes that are the issue over here. The ilad mishum batim, because it wasn't for the homes, havilu hatzerot umavui reshut ahad. Because the hatzer and the mavui are considered one reshut. The rav amra leham milta kerebi shimon. Because Rav has found the opinion of Rabbi Shimon, Svira de Damar Be'erubin, Gag v'chatzer v'karpef u'mavui, Kulan reshut ahaten u'metaltelin mize deze. Ve'amar Rav ala, and Rav said, Halacha, k'Rabbi Shimon, v'hu, shelo irbu batim im ha'chatzerot. Why? De'lo shchichi mane de batim b'chatzer. Because when you don't have an eruv, you're not going to have the kelim from the homes in the Hatzer. Therefore, to carry in the Mavui, kilo irbu hatzerot imabatim shari. The havi, the hukos, is considered kemosh nishtatefu bo. It's as if you have a shituf. Why? The migaram lo le mavui le aser. What's the reason why the Mavui becomes asur? It's tarek le shituf. Why do you need a shituf mevuot? For the things that come from the homes. Batim garmulo. Ve'enam, but they're not here. Why? She'arein nistalku b'mena. Because if you didn't make Eruv Hatzerot, the homes are out of the picture. So therefore, all you have is what? Hatzerot and mevuot. No problem. U'mutar leotzi min ha-hatzerot le-mavui ke'ilu nishtatefu. U'benishtatefu lo mesaf kalan de-mutar tatem b'kulan. Of course, if you had a shituf, everybody would agree you can carry. B'kulan, it is no she'ela. We continue the Gemara. Amar Rav Chiya bar Abba Amar Rav Yohanan. Lo lakol amar Rabbi Eliezer Makshire mitzvah duhenet Shabbat.
We learned in our Mishnah, Rabbi Eliezer allowed things that could have been done before Shabbat for the Brit Milah, but weren't. He holds can be done on Shabbat itself. For example, even though you could have brought the Ismail from Friday, if you didn't, he says you can bring it on Shabbat, even carrying it through the Reshut Harabim. So Rabbi Yochanan comes along and says, don't think that that's a blanket rule that Rabbi Eliezer said this throughout the Torah. No, he only said it where he said it. And don't think just because we found one place that it applies to all places. Why? Shehare shte halechem chovat hayomen. We know there's an obligation on Shavuot to bring as its korban two loaves of bread. Now obviously the loaves of bread need to be baked on that day, or processed, grinded. Sometimes it needs to be cut from the fields. There's melachot involved in preparing these loaves of bread for Shavuot. Ve'lo lamdan Rabbi Eliezer, and Rabbi Eliezer did not learn that it's permissible to do the melachot for these shtei alechem, ela megezera shava, only because he found a gezera shava. Gezera shava is when you find two similar words in different places in the Torah, and we connect the concepts of both inyanim, meaning Rabbi Eliezer found the Gezerah Shavah to teach us what? That you're allowed to make the preparations for Shteh HaLechem on Shabbat. Now, if it was a blanket rule, so Rabbi Eliezer would not need to find a special Gezerah Shavah. If his rule applied to all the mitzvot, once you find it in one place, it applies everywhere. From the fact that Rabbi Eliezer needed a Gezerah Shavah to show us that the preparations for Shteh HaLechem are Duhei Shabbat, it comes and teaches us that it's not in every case. It's only in places where Rabbi Eliezer said it. The Tanya, what's the Gezerah Shabbat? We have a Braita.
Rabbi Eliezer Omer, Minayin Lemachshire Shteh HaLechem Sheduhin Et HaShabbat.
How do we know that the preparations for these two loaves of bread are Duhei Shabbat? Meaning that you can bake them, for example, and the other processes that are necessary.
The Imra Haba'a Be'Omer.
In the Mitzvah of Omer. What's the Mitzvah of Omer? On the second day of Pesach, there's a Mitzvah to bring from the first barley. Okay, so it says the word Hava'ah by the Mitzvah of Omer. What does it actually say in the Pasuk? V'havetem et Omer reshit kitzidechem et ha-kohen. V'havetem, you shall bring it. V'ne'emra Hava'ah b'shtei ha-lechem. And it says the word Hava'ah to bring by the two loaves of bread. The Pasuk writes, b'shtei ha-lechem im Moshe botechem tabi'u lechem tenufa shetayim. So we have the word to bring by Omer, and we have the word to bring by Shteh HaLechem. Ma haba'a ha'amura ba'omer. Just like the laws of Korban HaOmer, that it says the word haba'a. Makshirin duchin et ha-shabbat. And we know that what? You're allowed to do the melachot of the Omer on Shabbat. So too, which means you're allowed to cut the omer from the field on Shabbat. The second day of Pesach falls out on Shabbat. You're allowed to grind the barley. You're allowed to sift it. All the melachot are permissible regarding Korban HaOmer. Av haba'ah ha'amura b'shteh ha'lechem. So too, the haba'ah that it says by shteh ha'lechem, makshirin dochin et ha'shabbat. Beautiful. So therefore, how do you know you're allowed to, let's say, bake the Shteh HaLechem on Shabbat? Gezerah Shavah, Haba'ah, Haba'ah, from Korban HaOmer. So the Gemara now says,
mufne. Must be these words of the Gezera Shava are opened, are free. Meaning we have rules when we learn Gezerot Shavot. If both words are available, meaning free, meaning we don't learn anything else from these two words, then it's a full-fledged Gezera Shava. Meaning, even if you have a refutation against the Gezera Shava, it doesn't matter. Since both words were open for this Gezera Shava, it is above refutation. If one of the words is free, and the other not, meaning the other is really used for something else, but one of the words is available for the Gezera Shava, then already it's subject to a Mahloket. Some rabbis say it's also above refutation, and some say no, in such a Gezera Shava, where it's only open on one side, if there's a refutation, you can refute the Gezera Shava. So now the Gemara wants to say, Mufne, must be this Gezera Shava of Haba'a is free for the Gezera Shava. Why? The Ila Mufne, because if it wasn't free, Ika Lemifrach, there is a refutation to this. Ma Le'omer Sheken Imatza Katsur Kotzer. We have a law. Let's say the guy that went out to get the barley for the Korban HaOmer, he went out to the field and he saw barley was cut already. Happened to be barley cut in the field. Who cut it? Somebody obviously went before and cut it. Not for the Korban HaOmer purposes. Stam. What's the law? That's Shabbat. Do we say, you found cut already, take the cut. Halakha says no. Imatza katsur, if you found already cut, harvested, kotzer. You actually have to cut again, leshem mitzvat ha'omer. So therefore we see a stringency by the law of Korban HaOmer, that even an item that was done already, you have to go out of your way on Shabbat and cut again. Tomar b'shteh alechem, however, when it comes to shteh alechem, she'im matzah katsur, eno kotzer. We know the law by shteh alechem is that if the guy goes out into the field to get the wheat to make these two loaves of bread, and he finds it was cut already, you just take the cut. Now if you're telling me that this was really a gezera shava, the law should be even by shteh alechem, that if even if you found cut, you should be able to cut again. So obviously, this Gezerah Shavah were not for the fact that they are available for Derashot, meaning they're free, we could have rejected it from this question. Because if it's a real Gezerah Shavah, then the law should be the same by Shteh Alechem, Imatzah Katsur Kotzer. And it's not like that. So the Gemara says, that, yeah, indeed you're right. Afnuyeh Mufneh. Actually, the word Haba'a by Omer is actually free. Why? Mechdi. Let's analyze. Ketiv v'havetem et Omer eshit ketzirechem l'kohen. The first time it says what? You shall bring the Omer. Okay? That's the first time it says v'havetem. Then it says in the next pasuk, b'yom habi'achem. On the day that you bring it. So it says the word to bring the Omer twice. Lamali. Shmamina le'afnuyeh. That must be one of them is available. One of them is free. So the Gemara says, Be'akate mufne mitzadehadu. But it's only open on one side. Which means, you only prove to me that the word Haba'a by Omer is free. What about the other side? Ve'shamahina le'le'le'le'le'le'le'le'le'le'le'le'le'le'le'le'le'le'le'le'le'le'le'le'le'le'le'le'le'le'le'le'le'le'le'le'le'le'le'le'le'le'le'le'le'le'le'le'le'le'le'le'le'le'le'le'le'le'le'le'le'le'le'le'le'le'le'le'le'le'le'le'le'le'le'le'le'le'le'le'le'le'le'le'le'le'le'le'le'le'le'le'le'le'le'le'le'le'le'le'le'le'le'le'le'le'le'le'le'le'le'le'le'le'le'le'le'le'le'le'le'le'le'le'le'le'le'le'le'le'le'le'le'le'le'le'le'le'le'le'le'le'le'le'le'le'le'le'le'le'le'le'le'le'le'le'le'le'le'le'le'le'le'le'le'le'le'le'le'le'le'le'le'le'le'le'le'le'le'le'le'le'le'le'le'le'le'le'le'le'le'le' Amar Mufne Mitzad Echad. He holds that if it's only free on one side, Lemedim, you could learn a Gezira Shava. However, Umeshivim, you're able to refute. So therefore, you only prove to me that it's open on one side. And therefore, you have a reputation. And the Bia, the Ezra agrees that you could refute. So what do you say to that? The Gemara says, Tabi'u Ribuyahu. That the word Tabi'u, when it says by Shte'alechem, is also indeed extra. Which means the pasuk could have just said, Mimoshevotechem lechem tenufa. From your dwellings, lechem tenufa. The word tavi'u is extra. And therefore, the Gemara concludes that both words are available, and therefore they're free, and therefore you learn what? You learn that just like on Shabbat, you're allowed to do the menachot of Omer, meaning you're allowed to cut it, and you're allowed to do all the processes, so too, for Korban Alechem, on Shabbat, you can do all the melachot. You don't have to do it before Shabbat. You could do it even on Shabbat. What does that teach you according to the Bidya Hazir? That only where we have clear gezerot, shavot, or pesukim. But otherwise, no. Otherwise, if you can do the melacha, you should do it before Shabbat. So the Gemara says, Lemi'utemai. Give me an example. What are you excluding? Gemara says, Idemal lemi'ute lulav. Maybe you'll tell me to exclude lulav. Meaning, yes, you have to take the lulav, but let's say Sukkot falls out the first day, let's say on the Shabbat. So are you going to be allowed to cut the lulav, let's say, from the tree? Maybe it's coming to tell me it. You can't. Meaning, the exception is lulav. Lulav, you cannot do the melachot of it on Shabbat. Gemara says, can't be. V'atanya, we have a braita, lulav. V'chol makshirav. Duhaim et Shabbat, the Rebbe Eliezer. Rebbe Eliezer clearly says no. Lulav, you can duhaim Shabbat. All of its preparatory needs. Ve'eda le'me'ute sukkah. Oh, must be it's coming to exclude sukkah. Gemara says, can't be. Ve'atanya, sukkah ve'chol makshirab, duhaim et Shabbat, the Rebbe Eliezer. That a sukkah and all its preparations are duhaim Shabbat, meaning the construction of it. Ve'eda le'me'ute matzah. Must be coming to exclude matzah. V'atanya, we have a braita. Matzah, v'chol makshirav, duhain et ha-shabbat, v'reir b'li'ezer. V'chol b'li'ezer, you can even bake the matzah on Shabbat. V'elad me'ote shofar. That must be coming to exclude shofar. Can be. V'atanya, shofar v'chol makshirav, duhain et ha-shabbat, v'reir b'li'ezer. Meaning, according to b'li'ezer, it even be mutar to cut the shofar from the animal and fashion it into a shofar, even though that would be mekibe patish, he holds it's permissible. Amar avada barahavar lemeotes sisit letalito umezuzah lefetcho. You know what's coming to exclude? You can't make the knots of sisit for your talit on Shabbat, nor can you affix the mezuzah or write the mezuzah for your doorpost. Tanya nemeche, we have a braita. Veshavim, everybody agrees. She'im tzietz talito. If a person made the tzitzit for his talit, ve'asa mezuzah lefetcho, or made the mezuzah for his doorpost, shehu hayav. Even the Bidya Ezer will agree, is going to be hayav, which means those preparations do not dohe Shabbat. My tama, Amar of Yosef, lefi she'en kavu alehem zman. Because these mitzvot do not have a set time to them. So the Gemara says, Amal Abaye Adraba, Mide'en Kavu Alehem Zman, the fact that they don't have a set time, Kol Sha'ata V'Sha'ata Zmanau. That means every moment is its time. And therefore, on the contrary, since every moment you can fulfill the mitzvah of Sisit, and every moment you can fulfill the mitzvah of Mezuzah, it should even be Doheh Shabbat. So the Gemara says, and furthermore, Rashi even goes further. Rashi says, if a person has a four-cornered garment, let's say, in his possession, and he did not put strings on it, Rashi says every moment that he doesn't put strings on it, he transgresses an isur, because he has a four-cornered garment that he did not put strings. So if you're telling me that every moment is a mitzvah, and if you don't do the mitzvah, you're going to transgress something, that's the logic to tell me that you should be able to do it on Shabbat, meaning do it immediately. So the Gemara says, different answer. Ela amar Rav Nachman amar Rav Yitzhak, ve'etim Rav Huna bered Rav Yoshua, ho'il ubiyado lehafkidan. Since it's in his ability to make the talit ownerless, and to make his home ownerless. The Torah says, only on a talit that you own, are you obligated to put tzitzit? It says al arba kanfot kesutecha. Kesutecha means your garment. But if you don't own it, you're patur. The Torah tells us, your home. But if you don't own the home, you're not hayav in mezuzah. So therefore the Gemara is saying like this. The Rabbi Eliezer says that while by mitzvah milah, you do Shabbat. Even the preparations for milah, call that makshire milah, the preparations. Bringing the knife, making the knife, etc. Shteh alechem, the preparations, also duha Shabbat, the baking of it, etc. Omer, the preparations, duha Shabbat, cutting it, etc. However, for that matter, sukkah, duha Shabbat, the building it. Matzah, duha Shabbat, the baking it. Lulav, the cutting it. Shofar, the making it. All these things, duha Shabbat. Which two mitzvot are not duha Shabbat? Sisit and mezuzah. Why? Because since the person has the ability to make his property ownerless, therefore he's not obligated not on the sisit because it's not his garment, and he's not obligated on the mezuzah because it's not his house. Those are the two cases where the Bili Ezer says not duhe Shabbat. Comes the Gemara and says, Amar Mor. We have a statement, Lulav, V'chol Makshirav Duhayim Et HaShabbat V'Rei Rabbi Eliezer. Rabbi Eliezer said that what Lulav and all its preparations are Duhay Shabbat, for example, cutting it from the tree. Mina Lil Rabbi Eliezer Ha. Where does he know this from? Ime Omer Ushtei Alechem. If he knows it from a Mamatzinu. What does a Mamatzinu mean? One of the ways of learning in the Torah is if you find the law by one mitzvah, and you're trying to find the halakha by an unknown mitzvah. So we say, well, if I found it over here, ma matzinu over here, so apply it over here. So the Gemara says, yeah, you know how I'll know lulav? I'll know it from a ma matzinu from shtei alechem and omer. And I'll say, just like by shtei alechem and omer, we said that the makshirim are duhe Shabbat, so to lulav. Gemara says, no, not a fair comparison. Why? Sheken sorech gavoa. Korban alechem and omer go on the mizbeach. That's a strict item. So maybe only items that are considered sorech gavoa, that go on the mizbeach, maybe they're considered special. That's why they're preparatory items can mechalel Shabbat. Who says lulav? Ela markera. Ela, you know what? We know from the pasuk. Biyom. It says ukachtem lachem. Bayom harishon, bayom afilu b'Shabbat. It's coming to tell you even on Shabbat. What does that prove to you? The Gemara says ulmay ilchita. What is it coming to teach you? Idimah letiltul. Maybe it's coming to tell you that all you could do is take the lulav on Shabbat. How do you know that pasuk means you can actually cut the lulav on Shabbat? The Gemara says, well, it's tarich kara lemishne tiltul. Again, at the time of Matan Torah, there was no laws of mukseh. And if I don't need a pasuk to come and tell me that I could shake a lulav on Shabbat, it's obviously, why can't I shake it? And it must be the pasuk was coming to tell kachtem nakem bayom, even on Shabbat, you can even cut it. Ena the mechshidav. It's coming to tell me its preparations. So that is the source of Rabbi Eliezer. Kachtem nakem bayom afilu b'Shabbat. V'rabanan, what do the rabbis do? Rabbis argue. Ha'hu mev'ayre bayom v'lo balayla. They learned to tell you that you only do the mitzvah of lulav in the day and not at night. V'Rabbi Eliezer, bayom velo balayla minale. Oh, how does Rabbi Eliezer know you can't shake the lulav at night? Nafkale, we know from the end of the pasuk. The end of the pasuk says, Ve'usmachtem nefne Hashem Elohechem shivat yamim. Yamim velo lelot. Very good. So comes the Gemara and says, V'Rabbanan, rabbis, what do you need the second part? If you tell me you know it already from Bayom, Bayom Vado Balayla, what do you need this second part of the pasuk that says, it's tarikh, I need it. Why? Because if I only had that pasuk, I would say, it says Shiva'at Yamim by Lulav. And it says Shiva'at Yamim by the mitzvah of Sukkah. And I would have said, just like by Sukkah, it's day and night, the obligation. Afkan yamim vafilu ledot. So I would say so to lulav is day and night. Kamashmalan. That's why I need the pasuk to come and tell me ukachtem lachem bayom bayom velo balayla. Because if it was just for the end of the pasuk, I would have made a gezerah shavat to sukkah, and I would have said shivat yamim, just like shivat yamim by sukkah is day and night, so to shivat yamim by lulav is day and night. That's why I need the pasuk of ukachtem lachem bayom bayom velo balayla. So now the Gemara says fine. Velichtov rachmana balulav. Let the Torah just write the din by lulav. That what? That you're able to mechalel the machshirim of lulav a mechalel Shabbat or duchei Shabbat, I should say. Venitu hanach venilfu mina, and learn everything from lulav, which means teach it to me in one place. Once you teach it to me in lulav, I'll learn shtealechem from there, and I can learn omer from there. Say it once and learn the others from it. True, I can't learn lulav from korban ha'omer and shtealechem because they're stricter, because they're gavoa. But the opposite way, now that I learned lulav, if lulav, it's makshirim adorchei Shabbat, so kol sheken, the others. So the Gemara says, Mishum deika lemifrach, because she can refute that also and say, Ma lulav sheken ta'un arba'a minim. Lulav is special. After all, lulav is four mitzvot simultaneously that are interdependent on each other. Which means you have the lulav, the etrog, the hadas, and the araba. So maybe on a strict item like that, so you can be mechaleh because of the makshirim. But she ain't can shtei alechem, it's only one act. And therefore, maybe you would not be able to learn shtei alechem and omer from lulav. Sukkah v'chol makshireha duchin et ha-shabbat. We said that sukkah and all its preparations are duchin shabbat. Devei Rabbi Eliezer. Mina le Rabbi Eliezer. As you know this, ime omer v'shtei alechem. Again, if you want to learn it from omer and shtei alechem, no, you can't. You can't sode gavoa, because those things go on the mizbeah. They're more stringent. Now, if you want to learn from lulav, no. Sheken ta'un arba'a minim. Again, that has four mitzvot. Ela gemar shivat yamim medulav. Rabbi Eliezer makes a gezerah shava. It says shivat yamim by lulav. And it says shivat yamim by sukkah. And I'll say, ma lehalan makshirav duchin et ha-shabbat. Just like by lulav. We just proved that the makshirim aduchay Shabbat. Afkan name makshirah aduchin et ha-shabbat. Good. So we learn a gezerah shava shivat yamim. Shivat yamim. Velichtov rachmana basuka veniti hanach venigmor mina. Now the Gemara has the same question. Just teach it us by sukkah, and we can learn all the other ones, shtealechem and omer from sukkah. Mishum deika lemifrach ma lesukkah sheken noheget balelot kebayamim. Sukkah is more strict because it applies by day and by night, whereas korban ha'omer and shtealechem only apply by day. Matzah v'chol makshirah duchin et ha-shabbat. We said matzah and all its preparations can be duchin Shabbat. Tevei Rabbi Eliezer. Menale l'Rabbi Eliezer ha. Ime omer v'shtealechem. If you want to learn it from omer and shtealechem, sheken sode gavoa. Again, those are more strict because they go on the mizbeach, so you can't learn from there. Ime lulav. If you want to learn matzah from lulav, sheken ta'un arba'a minim. No, lulav is more strict because it has four mitzvot, the four species. Ime sukkah. If you want to learn from sukkah, sheken noheget b'leilot kebayamim. Sukkah applies day and night, whereas matzah only applies in the night. So therefore you can't learn it from sukkah, because sukkah is more strict. Ela gemar hamisha asar, hamisha asar, mechag sukkot. We have a gezerah shava. It says the word hamisha asar by sukkot. And it says the word hamisha asar by Pesach. After all, sukkot is on the 15th of Tishri, and Pesach is on the 15th of Nisan. So we'll make a gezerah shava from the hamisha asar. The Hamisha Asar, and I'll say, Ma lehalan, just like by Sukkot, where it says Hamisha Asar, Makshirah duchim et ha-Shabbat, and we know that his preparations can duchim Shabbat, Afkan, so too by Matzah, Makshirah duchim et ha-Shabbat. So Gemara says, V'nichtov rachmana b'matzah, v'nitu hanak v'digmor mina, just say it by Matzah, and learn everything else from Matzah, Mishum di'ika le'mifrach, because I can refute that and say, Matzah applies both to men and ladies. means the Torah tells us whoever is commanded not to eat hametz is obligated to eat matzah. So therefore, I cannot learn all these other laws from matzah, because matzah is more strict. Why? Because it has application both to men and ladies. Shofar v'chol makshirav dochin et shabbat v'rebi l'ezer. How does Rabbi Eliezer know that shofar can be doche Shabbat? Again, if you're going to learn it from Omer and Shtar Lechem, Shekin Sore Gavoa. Yeah, those are strict because they go on the Mizbeach. Im Lulav, Shekin Ta'un Arba Aminim. No, Lulav has four species, four mitzvot. Im Sukkah, Shekin Noheget Badelot Kebayamim, where shofar only applies in the day. Im matzah, no, matzah is more strict. Sheken noheged banashim ke ba'anashim, where shofar only applies to the men. So therefore, all these items have a strictness to them. Therefore, I cannot learn from them to shofar. Eva amar kerav yom teruah yehyeh lachem. The pasuk comes along and says yom teruah, a day of teruah. Bayom, what is the yom? Come and teach me. Afilu b'Shabbat. It's coming to tell me even on Shabbat. Now what on Shabbat? Udemai. What is it coming to teach me? Ilema litkia. If it's coming to tell me you can blow the shofar on Shabbat, I don't need a pasuk for that. Because we learned earlier, even in this masechet, Ha tana de b'Shemuel kol melechet avoda lo tarasu. Torah says that you're not allowed to do melacha. Yatzat tikiat shofar v'ridiat tapat shi chokma ve'ena melacha. We learned that blowing the shofar is not considered a melacha. It's considered a chokma. It's just a, it's a knowledge. It's a trade, or a profession. However, for that matter, taking the bread out of the oven, they used to use a type of a marda. It was a type of stick with a flat piece at the end, but he used to scrape the bread off the side of the oven. The Gemara says that that's not considered a menacha either. So therefore, I don't need a pasuk to come and tell me that I can blow the shofar on Shabbat. Of course you can blow the shofar on Shabbat. Blowing is not considered a menacha. Also, what is the pasuk must be coming to tell me? Ela lemakshirin. Ela must be coming to tell me by yom, yom teruah, that you can even do the preparatory things to get the shofar ready, meaning to fashion it, even though, let's say, it's makebe patish, but it'll be permissible. So that's the source of Rabbi Eliezer. V'rabbanan, or what do the rabbis do? Hahu mev'ele bayom velo balayla. The rabbis say, I need the pasuk yom teruah to teach me that you only blow the shofar in the day and not in the night. V'rabbi Eliezer, Bayom veyovelo balayla aminale. Or how does Rabbi Eliezer know that you don't blow the shofar at night? Nafkale mi biyom kippurim ta'aviru shofar bechol artzechem. In the same parasha, it talks about blowing the shofar on Yom Kippur, and it says biyom kippurim. And Rabbi Eliezer says all the laws that were written in that parasha can be learned one to another. Vegemiri mehadadeh. So I can learn from Kippur to Rosh Hashanah. Just like Kippur, the mitzvah of shofar is done during the day, so too Rosh Hashanah is done during the day. V'lichtov rachmana b'shofar. V'litu hanach v'ligberu mina. Oh, so the Gemara says, just write it by shofar. And once I know that shofar, the makshirim adochei Shabbat, I can learn everything from shofar. Gemara says, no. Mitkiat shofar de Rosh Hashanah de kavdei mikvar. From the tikiat shofar of Rosh Hashanah, I can't learn because it has a strictness to it. What is that? Sheken machneset zichronot shel Yisrael laavihem shebashamayim. It is the shofar that has the ability to bring our zechuyot in front of God, so He remembers us letovah. So the shofar has a great value. It's actually the mechanism that gives us a good remembrance in front of God. So therefore I would say, maybe only shofar, the makshirim can be the Shabbat, but nothing else. Oh, mitikiyot, shofar, the yom kippurim. Yeah, but what about the fact that we're able to blow the shofar and actually do the makshirim of the shofar of Yom Kippur on Shabbat. Maybe learn from there to everywhere else. Le'kal de migmere, can't learn from there either. Ve'amar mor, tak'u bedin shofar, nifteru avadim lebateim v'sadot hozrot lebalehen. Now we know they only blew the shofar during the 50th year, the Yovel, that's the Jubilee year, on Yom Kippur. They didn't blow the shofar every Yom Kippur. On the 50th year of Yovel, that's when they blew the shofar. And what happened when they blew that shofar? All slaves would be freed, meaning they would go back to their homes, and all ancestral fields that were sold prior to the Jubilee now go back to their original owners. Therefore, the shofar of Yom Kippur is a very special thing. It does two very important items. Therefore, I would not be able to learn from the shofar of Kippur that just because its makshirim are duchei Shabbat, that everything else is not. Therefore, I need pesukim and limud for each case. That is the opinion of Rabbi Eliezer. Baruch Allah, Adam. Amen. Amen.